We're recording.
All right.
Can you activate the synchro mesh?
Activating synchro mesh.
Can you toggle the preamp?
Preamp toggled. Wait. Now it's toggled.
Oh. How many times do we have to do this? We're on episode 5 already.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm a little on edge. My coffee just doesn't taste right today. I'm a little jittery, so you'll have to forgive my... before we go any further,
yeah.
Did you turn on the compressor?
Which one's the compressor?
Blue one.
The light blue,
blue
or the...
with the silver blue. The other one's aqua. Blue one with the silver button. Hit the silver button.
There's a lot of buttons.
There's only one button. Those are knobs.
It doesn't help when you yell at me.
Okay. I'm going to be calm.
So it's the silver button.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was blue. Is it silver or is it blue?
The button is silver. The box is blue. Not the aqua one. You're looking at the aqua one.
I'm pressing.
The difference between aqua and blue?
I'm pressing. Nothing's happening.
That's the wrong one.
They're both kind of aqua, but one is more aqua than the other.
Oh, I got it. I think. We'll find out.
Did you even plug it in?
Hold on. Oops.
Come on. Take your time. Take your time.
Yeah, I want to get this
podcast right, you know.
They're really difficult to get back on. So much equipment. Ugh.
Okay, pull the adapter cord out of the limiter and put it back in. You have to wait for 10
seconds. I'm just trying to get the thing in here.
With your other hand, pull the cord on the limiter and plug it back in.
Okay.
We're recording. Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
You're talking too close to the mic. Pull back about 2 centimeters.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the future jerks.
All right, so the theme... Hey, wait. How come I can hear you?
I don't know.
Did you turn the power off on the limiter? You're talking or ruining the theme song.
Look, you said you take care of the technical stuff. Why do I have to do these things?
Should we talk about your real job? Listen, audience, Scott is a bum.
That's an acronym.
Right. Best Urban Manager.
Yeah.
Happy May 6th.
May the 4th be with you.
Don't you get me started on Star Wars. I am so angry.
¿Dónde está Cinco de Mayo? Yeah, Jim Marker died.
Yeah. Do we even have to explain to people who that is?
Yeah. You just remember to have your pet spayed or neutered.
That's Bob Barker. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Did you even read the article I sent?
I'm kind of busy.
All busy.
Managing
you.
Urban areas is not as easy as it sounds.
The guy who invented Cheesies died.
Yeah.
He was 90 years old. But here's the big controversy. People say, oh, he's Canadian. Cheesies were invented in Canada. He was born in Ohio.
Yeah.
Let's see the birth certificate. Canadians claim a lot of stuff that's not really Canadian. Like
mm-hmm.
Born to Be Wild, which is sort of Canadian.
You mean that as a motto or?
The song.
Oh.
It's often on like the best Canadian songs of all time. Barely Canadian.
Really? Why?
Really. There's a guy called Mars Bonfire who wrote it from Steppenwolf. The biker thing was really cool at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They coined the term heavy metal because they mentioned heavy metal thunder.
Mm-hmm.
That did not exist before. No one ever used the word heavy and metal together in any context.
So Canada invented heavy metal?
No.
Well, that's clearly what it means.
Because he's a Canadian. They're a Canadian / American rock band, not a Canadian rock band.
I don't understand. They're Canadian.
Are we Born to Be Wild?
Obviously.
No, we're not at all. Did you even read the script?
I am a wild party.
Look, I don't know if we should talk about this, but, you know, every word on this show is scripted. I just want you to read the script.
Look at...
Exactly as it's written.
Cheesies. Then Cheesies are with a Z, just like Jesus.
I know it's with a Z. Did you know they say Z in Japan and not Z? Isn't that nice? Because they love Canada.
See? Just like Zed means that it's Canadian, right?
Is it Z28 or Z28? Do Americans say Z28?
I don't know. We should ask the members of Steppenwolf, maybe. They're the arbiters of all things Canadian.
Did you know that cheesies were used as staples?
As staples?
If you take two cheesies
yeah.
and you mash them between two sheets of paper and you rub, you know, like you're rubbing your nipples or something, it'll stick the pages together and they can be used as a Canadian staple.
I did not know that.
Real cheese in there. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, I did know
People
that.
People just think, oh, they're just orange finger-shaped sticks. They're
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
They're cheese. Real cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They use corn.
He is going to be buried in a casket that resembles the red and oh,
what the hell?
Sorry.
You're ruining this podcast.
I don't think I got on anything. I'll clean it up.
You better not have got anything on that limiter. That thing cost me $2,000.
I'm sure it's fine. Did you know that today is Keith Haring's 54th birthday? Keith Haring?
What's wrong with your voice?
Did
you... You ruined the limiter.
I don't
Now how are you
going to
limit your voice? This is going horrible. Okay, just try to talk for the rest of the show. I can fix this in post. Try to talk in a monotonic voice like this, okay? Don't change your tone at all.
Yes, I will do that.
I said don't change your tone. You just hit like three notes.
Yeah, don't...
Is that the pentatonic scale? What the hell?
What?
That's better. Look, I'm sorry about the limiter thing. We'll buy a new one. It's only $2,000. I'm so angry about Star Wars. So angry.
Yes.
Do you want to hear about this?
Do I?
Oh, my God. After Episode 3, the one where Darth Vader goes... Right? You remember that one?
No.
Darth Sidious was introduced. Like a robot guy.
Yeah,
he's
that was...
He's not really a robot. He's got like a lizard body
yeah.
or something. It's lightsabers and then the Wookiee planet. All the Jedi get killed. And then Episode 4 is the original Star Wars we know and love from... What the hell are you doing? The original Star Wars from 77. Well, so Lucas... prove a storyline that would bridge the gap. So this video game, which explains how an adult Darth Vader...
Adult?
Who's an adult... Just read the script. Adult Darth Vader has an apprentice. He saves a little boy and makes him his dark side apprentice. He's got this robot, almost like a C-3PO with no skin, but more athletic.
C-3PO.
His joints have like electricity shooting between them. Because why is it in the movies we grew up with, there's not even one droid that's got like electricity holding him together?
Yep.
Turns into a hologram of Darth Vader once in a while. I can accept that hologram technology got worse when... Princess Leia recorded on R2-D2. Okay, that makes sense, because they lost that technology, or the rebels couldn't afford it. That's all it is. So,
yeah, maybe somebody messed up their limiter.
That's not funny.
Sorry.
It hurts me inside.
I'm just trying to make light so the,
That's my Star Wars rage, not my rage at you, Scott.
Okay.
My rage at you is silent. Okay, so anyway, this robot, who's a smart-ass little droid, he is Darth Vader's apprentice's helper, who says, "One day I'm going to try to kill you. By the way, I'm going to kill you someday," mentions it a couple of times. So later in the game, he fights with Darth Vader's apprentice, who Darth Vader's apprentice knows the Force about as good as Darth Vader. Fights the robot, the droid uses the Force to fight against Darth Vader's apprentice. He's a droid.
Yeah, yeah.
Using the Force. George Lucas said this is okay.
I am.
That's what I'm mad about. Why don't they make a million of these little Force droids and just take over everything?
Why does George Lucas insist on f***ing your childhood memories?
I want to take Yoda and shove it right up his ass. Like the original Yoda puppet.
I want to take Frank Oz and shove it up his ass.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in a blender first, though, because it's kind of ridiculous.
What else can we shove up George Lucas's ass? That's how mad we all are.
The little eyepiece knob on R2-D2, you know, the little like a lens thing?
Yeah.
You could pop that off and kind of plug it up there like a little butt plug.
Yeah, I'm for the Millennium Falcon.
Hey, Scott, why don't you give in to your anger?
Where is
your Star Wars rage?
Wait, I've heard that before. Don't you get it? George Lucas is actually the Emperor. And
you're like
Luke Skywalker.
You mean I have to destroy him?
And kiss your sister.
Now we're going to get sued by Lucas.
Wait, the segment.
You're talking over the theme song.
The segment finished?
From the year 2080.
Sorry.
News from the year 2080.
Medical edition.
Check the silver button on the blue one. Okay. Real doll. Did you know that I, one of my first jobs in font design was for Real Doll?
Would you like to tell the listeners what a Real Doll?
Real Doll is a love doll.
What? That's
made
not
of silicone.
That is not at all what I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was just a doll that was like made out of reels, like from old movies.
I don't remember if I signed a non-disclosure agreement, but it was a very long time ago. This was in the 90s, mid-90s.
A lot of things went on in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Smash Mouth. What the hell was that? Why are you ruining this podcast? You know we don't edit this. I can't edit that out.
Sniffles.
You're not supposed to sniffle on the air. Do you ever hear Mike Wallace sniffling?
He's dead. I just wanted to.
Do you ever hear Andy Rooney sniffling?
He's dead too.
What about Ed Bradley's dog?
Can't say that I've heard the dogs sniff.
Well, he's dead too. That's why you should stick to the script. I did this. They had a product called Replicants, which was for people that had a robot fetish, and I designed a font for their product. And they were gonna pay. They paid me, and they also were gonna send me a booby ball, which is like a fake titty ball. You've seen them in joke shops, right? But this is like a real silicone, realistic boob. Imagine my disappointment when it never arrived.
What?
Never arrived.
And you never started an action?
No. And that project was canceled. They never came out with their Replicants brand of cyborg fetish dolls. No, I was too dejected. I think the mailman stole it and made love to it.
People make love to a doll. Okay.
People make love to a doll. It's a lovely, real doll. You know, like the Ukrainian doll thing.
All Ukrainian ladies look like that.
What we're talking about here is, you'll see it on the show notes, there's this woman who looks like a Barbie doll.
Yep.
She is totally natural looking. She's not
As natural as it can be when you've had a bunch of cosmetic surgery.
She didn't.
Yeah, you're right. She says she didn't, but all Ukrainian ladies look like that. Did you know May 6th, Sigmund Freud was born?
I never heard of him.
Where are we?
Did you hear about the diet brides using feeding tubes rapidly?
I did not.
Why don't you tell me about that? Because I didn't read it. There are people who are using feeding tubes to rapidly shed pounds. Feeding tubes.
Yeah, and they are taking up the places in the hospital that should be there for sick people. And just for vanity, they're taking up all the space.
But why don't we just build more hospitals?
We should do
that.
Because
we could use the feeding tube people to fund the other hospitals. You know, they could pay. Mm-hmm. We could have more hospitals and more feeding tubes. People till almost everyone is on a feeding tube.
Yeah, no, women are trying to lose weight for their wedding. And the quickest way they've now, and easy, is to stick a feeding tube, like if you were in the hospital, in your nose for 10 days and you lose like 20 pounds. That's the latest trend.
Oh, right. Well, you used one of these in university.
It went really well. I avoided the sophomore spread, as they call it.
Are you talking about lug?
Yeah, I am.
Lesbian until graduation. Cool. The sophomore spread. That's what we also call it.
Yes, that's what I
went to college, so I'm not sure if I got that right.
Yeah, it means something different in university.
So interesting. What are you happy about this new trend? Is everyone just copying your idea?
I'm very happy about it.
I have a tube in my nose, if by nose you mean rectum, and if by tube you mean another man's wiener. Can we use that? Maybe I should stick to the script. Is that even usable in the show?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you just have to cut in before and say, I actually have been putting on, in Japan we have something similar to lose weight. I've been putting on a little bit of weight, and you know, here they're very weight conscious.
So I'm going to copy and paste this before. Actually, here in Japan, you know, there's a lot of tasty snacks. It's really hard to lose weight, so I've been using a feeding tube myself. And then I'll cut in that part. This is a really good medical edition of the news from the year 2080, is it not?
It is. Oh, man. Did you hear that story about the kidney donor? This woman got lured back to work.
Hey!
She get, what?
You didn't let me answer. You asked me a question. Yes, I've heard that story. Go on.
But now we've wasted like another 10 seconds of me having to explain it. Woman got her boss needed a kidney. She goes, hey, if you ever need a kidney, you know, let me know. So she leaves the company. The boss calls her back, takes her up on the offer for the kidney. When she gets a kidney, fires her.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's that's why I always hold my my kidneys when I'm in a job interview.
If I was her, I would have used a fake kidney, like got one from the butcher, and then just to see as a test. Then when it doesn't take, be like, okay, that was a test kidney to see if you'd fire me or not. Here's the real kidney now.
I go to all job interviews with a dialysis unit accompanying me just for exactly this reason, because I don't know how many times I've had a guy or a gal interviewing me for a job, basically feeling around my kidneys, you know, and you kind of get this weird feeling like, I'm not sure that there should just after the job, like, and
you can't even get a job nowadays without donating some kind of organ.
Yeah, you've... The state of the job market is pretty bad. You know, they're just not making more organs.
Yeah, I mean, when we were kids, you'd have to give maybe a thyroid gland, you know, something not that important.
You know, appendix, whatever. A kidney is getting pretty important. You've only got like four or five of those.
Poor New York mom. She's really a MILF, by which I mean, mainly, I like farting.
What?
Isn't that what MILF means?
Moo, 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 moo. Nail in the heart.
What you know, are you talking about? Are you talking about squeeze?
No, you know what? Like the way you've been beating on me all day, it's like a nail to the heart.
Beating on you? I've been nice.
No, you haven't.
Rewind the tape. Turn off his mic. Can we turn off his mic? Okay, you're talking about nail from the heart by squeeze.
No.
Oh, is this
no.
a story about a guy from New Jersey
yeah.
who got a fingernail stuck in his heart?
No. They got a nail from a nail gun.
Oh, there's a picture on the webpage.
Yeah.
You guys got to see this.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Oh, my God.
And
that is disgusting.
Also, in the lower states, did you hear about the guy who he shot his girlfriend because he thought she was a pig?
Yeah.
That's that's worse than Cheney. He thought, like, not only did he shoot somebody, but he shot his loved one who he said resembled a pig. Like, he couldn't tell the difference between his fiance or girlfriend and a pig.
People gotta eat.
Anyway, kneel to the heart. Wow. And then he won the lottery. Oh, no. He means that because he didn't die, he won the lottery.
Oh, my God. This is the worst story. And this is from April 8th. What are you doing to this podcast?
I just thought we could kind of loop it in with the others. You know, it was medical.
No, it's a disaster. Go to the babies, jerks of the future. I don't know.
I'm going.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, an expected father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. And to be clear, like I said before, it's not questions about biting babies.
Just read the
okay,
thing.
I'm moving on. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he's had his testicles encased in Play-Doh and molded into... Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he's had his testicles encased in Play-Doh and molded into barnyard...
Why are you laughing at my medical plight?
Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he has had his testicles encased in Play-Doh and molded into barnyard animal shapes. You laughing at your plight?
No, just your delivery was just hilariously bad. I was disgusted by how badly you read that. I'm laughing in desperation
yeah.
at the state of our podcast today.
I had the first kick this week, which was...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
You know, spousal abuse is no laughing matter.
I know. Well, I thought she was going for my kidneys, but I blocked.
Oh, good.
I cock blocked her.
My dog is really good at it.
Really?
Really good.
How?
You know, if someone is going to punch me in the cock, rock, he will jump like a rabid wolf at the attacker.
Does he use the Force?
Don't you get me started on Star Wars.
May the Force be with you. That's Star Wars Day, and you spend it playing Star Wars games.
There's a part... Okay, listen, we got to talk... I know we got to talk about babies. It's very important. Our listeners really want to hear baby stuff, but... You know in a movie when there's a stone table and in a big sort of cathedral, some big room, there's a stone table and a bunch of people like a prince, a king, maybe some sort of military leader are hammering out plans? That means that's a lousy story. You know what I mean? Like nobody actually makes plans. In all of history, there's never been a situation where there's a big empty cathedral with nobody around and a bunch of kings sitting around a stone table with a map. That is the worst.
Well, maybe George Lucas is modern day Shakespeare and he didn't really write those movies, the original ones. Now he thinks he is Shakespeare and is writing number one, number two, number three, and all the other crap. It would explain the Jar Jar. Because he thinks that's good.
My nerd rage is so high right now, I'm going to bust a blood vessel.
And you're without your bride, so you have no ability. Like, how are you actually going to survive with her gone? Like, you're pretty well, you've got your cheesies.
I got cheesies. I've got chips.
Segment has gestated enough.
Now, tell me about your baby kicks.
Oh, well, it was like bended like Beckham.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I did because my wife has been having feelings in her tum-tum. Sorry to use a medical jargon on you, but that's what it is.
That's okay. And, I'll look it up on Wikipedia later.
And you know, she'll say, oh, well, here, like now, and I'll feel – well, usually I feel her boob, and then she brings my hand down to her stomach. The baby was so small, I wouldn't be sure that it was her that was the baby or just gas or something, right? Like, I don't know. Whatever the stuff in there is. But this
– When you say small, how – are we talking like the size of a mid-80s G.I. Joe or like a 70s G.I. Joe?
The second one.
Okay. Like a troll doll.
Yeah. Like a gremlin.
Wait,
yeah.
The gremlin, the fuzzy version?
The fuzzy. The green? Fuzzy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, the green one is my cat. My cat. Oh, cat. Anyway, but this time...
Do you have cat rage?
Oh, cat. All I want, just be a good cat, you know? Did I say start a meth lab? No, I didn't. Like, I really don't need that kind of trouble. I invite
you. You've got a lot of cat trouble.
Yeah, I do. So she puts her hand, like, put your hand on there. And, yeah. You know, I thought it'd be like the other times and it was like, yeah, I totally feel it. Yeah, it's really, you know, I don't really feel it. And then it was like, I was like, whoa. So that was pretty cool.
I don't have a lot of experience with children, but do you mean when Padme was pregnant with Princess Leia and Luke? Is it kind of like that?
It's exactly like that.
And if you go frame by frame, you can see like a kicking kind of thing going on.
That's exactly what I mean. Wow, you've just geeked out like almost every listener. You might get that real doll in the mail yet if you keep doing that. So let's put this segment back into the drawer.
Back into the womb it goes.
Movies from a year from now.
What?
Finger beam. The best darn movies that you ever have
Wait.
Seen.
What?
Why does it say in the lyrics, because obviously it's me singing, but you wrote the lyrics. It says, movies from a year from now, gonna freak your bean, the best darn movies that you ever seen. But they're from the future. How could you have ever seen them?
It's just a song. It's an intro. Nobody cares.
So unprofessional. it was a lot of podcasts that review films. Why don't you tell me about that and do the intro like you're supposed to?
Well, I did, and I thought you, but when I... Lots of podcasts review films.
But only Future Jerks reviews films from a year in the future.
This week, it's the end of the world with Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill.
What the hell are you talking about?
What?
There's no point even doing this podcast anymore.
Why?
Well, because we're supposed to be stars from this and be discovered. What's the point if it's the end of the world?
No, that's the title of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. The end of the world.
Yes. It was 5 years
in
the making.
I don't know anything about this. What is this all about, the end of the world?
Well, apparently it's 5 years in the making. I mean, it's based on a viral fake trailer, and that felt that felt like 5 years to me. It's called Jay and Seth versus the Apocalypse.
I'll put that in the show notes if you haven't seen it. It's actually pretty good.
No, it was terrible. That was more than enough Seth Rogen for me. I'm not a big fan.
But his footwear is great. Seth Rogen's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
I have.
Why? What the hell's going on with Hollywood?
Became mainstream. The Feeding Tube for Brides was originally started, as all things start with Hollywood. Clearly.
Oh, yeah. Well, he must have. How else could he lose that weight?
Well, yeah. Obviously, before Moneyball, Brad Pitt was like, hey, fatty, if you want this gig, you got to drop a few. So in goes the tube, or the Japanese one. I'm not sure.
We also say in goes the tube.
Yeah.
You've
got to have a cute way of saying like "Odigachi boku ku," like some kind of thing like that.
That's pretty racist.
Well, I'm just saying that there's some kind of cute high pitched thing that you would say before. Like what do you say before you have a meal? What do you say?
Eat a ducky mouse.
Exactly. And everybody always thinks that's really cute, right? So there's probably some kind of other one that you would say before feeding.
Look, this is really interesting. But can we get back on topic here?
Sure.
Of this movies from a year from now.
Yeah.
This segment is just I'm really disgusted at how this is going. We talked about this before. You know, before each episode, we talked for like 6 or 7 hours. This segment was supposed to go so smoothly, and Emma Watson plays herself.
Maybe it's just because, you know, you've been reacting to the fact that your testicles are encased in Play-Doh and molded into barnyard animal shapes. You think that might be affecting your mood?
Stop making jokes.
No,
that's
that really,
not
no,
it.
That could be what it is.
No more jokes.
It's not
Listen,
a joke.
I didn't
that's
want
not
to tell
joke.
You.
That's
I didn't want to tell you because I thought it would affect your performance, although now looking back, I'm starting to realize that was a silly idea. We have Carl Reiner listens to our podcast. Carl Reiner.
Wow.
Yes.
He's probably listening to this.
Potsy from Happy Days.
I'm pretty sure that's not Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner from he directed Spinal Tap, right?
Yeah, no. That was his, that's his son.
He's gonna hate us now.
That's his son.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
He's gonna hate us now. He's alive, right?
Yeah, he's alive. He was on,
Carl Reiner, Meathead.
No.
That's Meathead.
No, no, no.
Ah, no. He's gonna hate us. He worked with Mel Brooks and he's Meathead.
Yeah, he worked with Mel Brooks and he's not a Meathead.
Ah! Did you see on Twitter? He's following us on Twitter.
I did not.
C-A-R-L-R-E-E-N-E-R.
No, well, I'm sorry, what was the spelling?
Carl Reiner. C-A-R-L-R-E-E-N-E-R.
No, no.
R-E-E-N-E-R.
No, no, it's R-E-I-N-E-R.
Carl Reiner. Ooh. Google says, did you mean Carl Reiner? Reiner. R-E-I-N-E-R.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Reiner.
Oh. So, really, nobody's following us on Twitter.
Well, the Carl Reiner guy is. Or Reiner.
So I...
Hey, Carl, can you do us a favor? Go to iTunes, and we'd really appreciate it if you and your friends that are on the iTunes
It's too late. I just blocked him on Twitter. I can't get it back. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, but he might hear this. Carl.
Carl, if you're still listening, I'm sorry.
You're our only hope. You have to go to iTunes and you have to do a review on there and give us 5 stars. You have to get it out there into the universe so we can get the show out to people. We're just trying to... Carl, you're our only hope. Carl, you're breaking up. Carl.
This is our most desperate hour. Years ago, you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against my terrible, unprofessional podcast partner. I regret I'm unable to convey my father's request to you in person, but my podcast has fallen under attack by poor professionalism. I'm afraid my mission to bring you to fame has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of this podcast into this podcast. Only iTunes will know how to retrieve it. You must make sure you review this on iTunes and deliver it to Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Carl Reiner, you're my only hope. Help me, Carl Reiner. You're my only hope.
Don't call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease.
Why do you always call me that? And I'm not overweight anymore.
Look, what are we
going to
do?
Tube.
What are we going to do? We'll be sent to the spice mines of Kessel and smashed into who knows what.
I got a bad feeling about this. Hey, we're passing through this bit into the magnetic field of man in Japan.
Right into a garbage chute, flyboy. Okay, so this is the part of the show where I ask Ray about the futuristic life in futuristic Japan.
I'm really worried about electricity in Japan.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems there.
Well, they're turning off all the nuclear power plants. In fact, I think they're all off now. Let me check.
But what will it do to the Godzilla industry?
It's going to cripple the Godzilla industry.
Of course.
You know how much electricity it takes to make a Godzilla movie?
I know, a lot.
Yeah, just the air conditioners alone.
Yeah.
It gets hot in those suits. I'm worried about this podcast. I'm going to have to get a low power microphone. And we may not be able to use the limiter anymore, or the compressor, or the synchro gear.
No!
Yeah.
That's awful.
I mean, you're in Canada, so I imagine you have no problem with electricity, right? Ontario?
My mic is run on oil.
I need one of those oil-powered mics here.
Yeah, frankly, I'm burning a whale on my front lawn. We do energy conservation.
They're nature's candles.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, and we'd go whale watching, I'd always say, Mommy, Mommy, look at the sea candles.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we refer to them here in Canada.
Sometimes I like to stick a wick in the end of my willy and light it up.
Yes.
My statue of Free Willy. Do you manscape?
Do I?
Do you hire migrant workers to do your manscaping for you? Or do it yourself?
Well, I like to do like a whole circumference of the world. So I don't just do a Brazilian, you know, like I go full on Ghana.
Well, in case you don't know what he's talking about, if you look at a map of Ghana, it's rectangular shaped. It's the, as we used to call it, the grass-covered driveway.
Yeah, it's like the freeway of love.
I'm really interested in this subject, but there's a special liquid that I keep enjoying.
Wow. I really want to know what this is.
It's soup!
Oh, right. But
it's soup talk.
Okay, Ray likes
soup talk.
Let's talk about soup.
Okay. Well, it's over now. You've ruined the theme song.
I just want to, like, could it kill us to just try and rehearse, like, once?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll just. Ray likes all soups. It's a fact. I can prove it. What are you doing? We have soup talk
soup
to talk.
Out of my own tears.
But what's the matter?
My wife is at home and I need to make my own soup. And it's the only way I know how.
That's the saddest
thing.
In
Japan, they don't have the same ingredients.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard, little pal.
Carl Reeder makes me so sad.
Oh my gosh. I think we should try and preserve what little dignity you have left and end this segment early. We'll just have to pick it up next time. Oh.
I'll see you. Please review us on iTunes.
Yeah, because that really makes him sad when you don't review us on iTunes.
Nobody reviewed us on iTunes.
All right, it's time that we go. Okay. Okay. Okay, little pal. Let's get you out of here.
Okay. All right. And I'm really sorry I was mean to you, my little pal.
It's okay. It's okay.
We'll see you.
Back.
We'll see you back to the future.
Back.